Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress, always evolving. It's homegrown, homemade radio, a home for the cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. You're invited to come along on this journey of musical exploration. Walter Wanderley with Music to Watch Girls By. And no, I'm not a sexist. It's tough music to play in 2021. Regardless, I'm DJ Frederick, and you've found the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I've been here for 22 years, and they still let me use the microphone. That's a blows my mind sometimes. Well, on the Thrift Shop, sometimes we have themes, we explore library music, indie pop, private press releases, and more. Hopefully it all makes sense at the end of the hour. On this part of the Radio Thrift Shop, I'd like to play some music that I use as theme songs and theme music on my various radio projects, including Free Radio Skybird, Gentle on My Mind, you name it. I do all these weird projects that I hope you'll check out. They're at radioforall.net. So this is the theme music edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. From the year I was born, 1959, the Islanders with Autumn Leaves. And before that, a cover of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's 4 and 20 by Vesa Matti-Laurie. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, where we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. And I'm playing some of the theme songs that I have used or thought about using or have in the theme song folder here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back with some more tunes right after this.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Let us face, without panic, the reality of our times, the fact that atom bombs may someday be dropped on our cities, and let us prepare for survival.
You were just listening to a short movie segment entitled Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Edward Morrow. A gruesome fate seemed inevitable for Americans of the early 1950s. Nuclear holocaust was not just a distant possibility, but an everyday concern. The chance of the nuclear event was discussed in such everyday magazines as Good Housekeeping with a kind of unearthly calm and reserve. After describing in excruciating details the effects of a 1 megaton bomb dropped on St. Louis, one article hinted that survival in such an event is just a matter of well-thought-out preparation, keeping the blinds of your house closed, and being smart about avoiding contaminated food or water. Chances of, quote, making a complete recovery, unquote, from exposure to atomic radiation are much the same as for everyday accidents. End quote. There is one important thing you can do to lessen your chances of injury to blast. Fall on your face, unquote. During the same period, children watched Bert the Turtle, who explained what to do in the event of an atomic war in an animated film called Duck and Cover. Children in public schools practiced duck and cover drills in their classroom.
He never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He's duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Films like Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Morrow, became common in attempting to fix the public with the civil tools necessary to survive. The film, Surviving an Atomic Attack, ends without a hint of irony or even self-awareness, declaiming, quote, if the people of Nagasaki had only known what we know about civil defense, thousands may have been saved. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. It's like having a radio time machine back to, say, 1973, to a backwater NPR station at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning when no one was listening except you and the crickets. Johnny Lytle with The Loop. Before that, a couple of songs from an old 45 by the Legionnaires. I believe that was released on Buddha Records. We heard Monsoon Mud and Horse. Well, this is DJ Frederick. We're listening to theme songs, past, present, future, and potential for the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, well, I'm here every week playing LPs, 45s, EPs, 10-inch records, 8-track tapes, cassettes, and even some compact discs in all kinds of genres from the past century of recorded sound. If you have any questions, I can be reached by email at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Or alternatively at djfmo@gmail.com.
Exploring science in the sea. When you're being chased by a great hammerhead shark, simply running away isn't always a great option. The shark is big and fast, so there's a good chance it'll catch whatever it chases. So the best plan is to run to someplace where the sharks can't follow, like shallow water. Adult blacktip sharks on the southeast coast of Florida seem to have adopted that strategy. Researchers saw them do it in 3 videos shot with drones in 2018 and 19. Blacktip sharks are a common sight along the Florida coast during the winter. They sometimes congregate by the thousands. Adults are about 6 feet long. They're torpedo-shaped, so they're good swimmers. But they're no match for the great hammerhead. Those photographed in Florida were at least twice as long as the blacktips. The hammerheads have tall, curved fins on their backs. When they roll over on their sides, the fin provides lift, like the wing of an airplane. And their tail fins provide a strong push, so they swim fast. In the videos, though, the hammerheads didn't catch any blacktips, no matter how fast they swam. The smaller sharks darted toward shore. The fins of the hammerheads breached the surface, so the sharks lost speed and thrashed around a bit before heading back toward deeper water, and another try. Researchers already knew that juvenile sharks use shallow waters to escape predators, but this was the first time that adults were seen to adopt the strategy, running to someplace where bigger sharks couldn't follow. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And we've been listening to some of the music I've used for theme tunes here at the Radio Thrift Shop and on other programs like Free Radio Skybird and Gentle on My Mind, etc., etc. That was the first Theremin era, a tune called Sunset in Siberia, and before that, the theme to My Family and Other Animals, show that I used to watch on A&E way back in the late 1980s, had Brian Blessed in it. You have to love any show that has Brian Blessed in it.
What is ham radio? It's the most fun you can have with a radio. Talk to people around the world or even orbiting the world. And you don't need a 2-year contract or internet access to do it. Learn about electronics and be of service to your community. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has over 2,000 clubs across the country, including this one in your area.
For more information on the Amateur Radio Club in the Kearsarge region, check out the Kentuckook Valley Radio Club at k1bke.wordpress.com. And speaking of amateur radio, there's also amateur press. I'm a member of the National Amateur Press Association, also known as NAPA, who has recently started adding audio discs to their monthly mailings of independent journals. And we're going to hear a segment that I've been including in the audio bundles for NAPA. This is Random Radio Notes about Radio Emma Talk. This is Random Radio Notes, Volume 1, Number 2. I'm Frederick Moe, and this is published for the National Amateur Press Association. In this edition, I'd like to introduce you to Radio Emma Talk. It's a radio program that celebrates the wireless station 2MT. In 1922, from a long, low hut full of long, low people, a small group of young Marconi employees entertained radio amateurs and listeners across the UK and beyond with regular experimental broadcasts every Tuesday evening. Now, the broadcasts originated from Rittle on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex, and the enthusiastic team, led by Captain Peter Eckersley, assembled their transmitter together with gramophone player, microphone, and on occasions a piano from the local pub to entertain listeners. Now, transmissions from Radio Emma Talk lasted for just a year, but their impact was enormous. Many of the people involved moved on to make major contributions to the works of Marconi and the BBC. Now, my friend Jim Salmon has been working on celebrating Radio Emma Talk with a radio program called Radio Emma Talk World Service. It's a program that is broadcast every month on shortwave stations around the globe. So instead of talking a whole lot about Radio Emma Talk, I'm going to give you a listen. Let's hear the opening identifications of Radio Emma Talk.
Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ.
Radio Emma Talk. This is the Radio Emma Talk World Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emma Talk.
Namaste, good morning, good afternoon or good evening. आप जहाँ कहीं भी सुन रहे हैं, आप सबका Radio Emma Talk World Service पे स्वागत है.
Wherever you are, you're with Radio Emma Talk.
There may be some atmospherics, there may be some jamming, there may be some oscillation. Woo! But hang on, CQ, we're just going to.
And now for the next 30 minutes, the Radio Emma Talk World Service presents 2MT Remembered, The Alatra Report, Our Friends in Radio, Station Zong, and Contact.
This is Radio Emma Talk.
Well, good day to you and a very warm welcome to the first in a series of programmes entitled The Radio Emma Talk World Service. Our aim is to provide a radio-related entertainment and information programme and to raise awareness of the Radio Emma Talk project. Radio Emma Talk? Well, this is a part-time, pop-up, enthusiast, amateur, very amateur, radio station created to celebrate the UK's first regular radio broadcast service, 2MT. And over the coming months, we hope to tell the story of this small, inspiring and unique radio service, which broadcast from a wooden hut in Riddle on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex, on Tuesday evenings between February 1922 and February 1923. We also will be celebrating the wonderful hobby of radio listening and transmitting, past and present, and we welcome your participation. Details of how you can get in touch with us are coming up, and we look forward to hearing from you. So it just remains for me to say welcome from me, Jim Salmon, also known as 2E0RMI. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the program.
Wherever you are with the Radio Amateur World Service.
And that is the opening of the Radio Amateur World Service. For more information, you can visit EmmaTalk, that's EmmaTalk.org, or you can write to EmmaTalk1922@gmail.com. This has been Random Radio Notes, Volume 1, Number 2, and I'm DJ Frederick.
I can't find the time to tell you. I can't find the time to tell you. So many things to say. I could fit them in a book, fit them in a book of a thousand pages, yeah. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Da 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 da. I can't find the time to tell you. Da 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 da. Fall in love with you every time I see you, yeah. Night gowns of regal lace that are flowing to the ground in a mist around you. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right.
her side, she loved me. And along the way we shared a thought or two. It seemed as if I knew her well. Then she leaned to me and as we gently
band The Circle with She Was Here. Before that, Orpheus from Boston, Can't Find the Time. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I hope you're digging what we're doing here at the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. The email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Here's a program from our archives. Walking through a forest, a hunter pauses to summon his hawk. Or listening to the sounds of falconry, one of the world's oldest sports. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
This is Bandit. He's a Harris hawk.
Pulse of the Planet listener Dan Cicchini is among a number of hunters who practice falconry, the ancient sport of kings, in which falcons and hawks are used to seize prey. Today, Dan is out hunting with his hawk, Bandit.
I'm just petting him here on the chest here. He's kind of fluffed out. It's sunny out. It's a little bit cool. This is about as cool as Harris hawks can take or like. So what we'll do is I'll put him up in a tree and we can work along the trees here and see if we can find any bunnies through this area.
The birds used in falconry are trained to fly from a person's fist in search of prey and then return there when the hunter gives a signal, such as a whistle. But hawks will sometimes stay in the brush near their prey, so Bandit is wearing bells around its ankles in case Dan needs help locating him.
He's up there now. He's enjoying the sun here. He's kind of just preening, and he did what's called rousing, which is kind of raising her feathers up and shaking them. Let's see if I can get him to come along over here a little bit more. Let's go! When I first let him go, he went to a branch about 10 feet off the ground. As he comes along, he'll tend to move up in a tree a bit, so he's maybe anywhere from 25 to 50 feet up in the tree. And then if any quarry gets up, he's got the advantage of using gravity to give him some momentum, just like they do in the wild. Plus, he's got a bigger field of view when he's got a higher perch like that.
Go! Several hundred falconers will be convening this week at the annual meeting of the North American Falconers Association. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Thank you.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Finally, I've been searching all around. Just was not the answer.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know you.
I didn't need to say she went on her way. Said it was all over.
Do, 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 do.
Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I'm just meant to be a rover.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could. Well, I can't promise.
And our gang, I'd like to get to know you. Before that, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with The Smell of Incense. And we started off with a sitar outreach ministry from a cassette released in 2016. That was Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells theme. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I hope you've been grooving to the tunes. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.